This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Fresh off of his first speech to a joint session of Congress, U.S. President Joe Biden will mark his 100th day in office away from Washington. The President and First Lady are in the U.S. state of Georgia. Mr. and Mrs. Biden will visit former President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn later this hour. The President plans to pitch his plans to spend trillions of dollars to rebuild the U.S. economy while in the southern state. Mr. Biden told the joint session of Congress after 100 days of rescue and renewal, America is ready for takeoff. He also used his address before lawmakers to push his proposed $4 trillion in government spending and tout his overall performance in coping with a series of historic crises since taking office in January. Mr. Biden devoted the bulk of his 65-minute address to domestic policy issues, including his proposed $1.8 trillion expansion of national government assistance for American children and families. The plan features 2 years of government-paid pre-kindergarten education for the country's children and 2 years of free community college for young adults, all of it to be paid for with higher taxes on the country's wealthiest people and corporations. During his televised speech, Mr. Biden also highlighted progress in coronavirus vaccinations, but urged people to continue doing what is necessary to beat back the virus that has killed nearly 580,000 people in the United States and infected 32 million. President Biden's address to Congress broke a historic glass ceiling Wednesday as two women, Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, sat behind the president for the first time in U.S. history. The seating arrangement carried a symbolic meaning for the advancement of U.S. women in recent decades. This is VOA News. The White House today says it's aware of a media report Thursday about a potential energy attack near the compound last year, but could not provide or confirm any details, a White House spokesperson told reporters. The White House was working closely with various U.S. departments and agencies to evaluate any situation, the spokeswoman added. NATO has started the withdrawal of its mission from Afghanistan following a decision by U.S. President Joe Biden to bring U.S. forces home, an alliance official said Thursday. A NATO official told AFP the withdrawal has begun and that it will be orderly, coordinated, and deliberate. Members of the U.S.-backed alliance agreed this month to wrap up their 9,600-strong mission in Afghanistan after Mr. Biden made the call to end Washington's longest war. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, looking gaunt and drained, made his first appearance since declaring an end to a 3-week hunger strike last week. Navalny, his head shaven, denounced Russia's justice system during a court hearing Thursday, as his team said he faced new criminal charges and that it was disbanding a network of regional campaign offices. The number of people dying from COVID-19 in India keeps rising, moving past 200,000 by early Thursday, putting the South Asian nation fourth in the world, behind the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. Across New Delhi, people are turning to temporary facilities, undertaking mass burials and cremations. International help is getting through with ventilators and oxygen concentrators arriving in New Delhi from Britain and more sent from Australia, Germany, and Ireland. Bangladesh's drug regulator said Thursday it had approved the emergency use of a vaccine developed by an affiliate of China's Sinopharm as it scrambles to find alternative sources for COVID-19 inoculations after supplies from India faltered. Bangladesh's vaccination drive suffered after its bigger neighbor halted exports of the AstraZeneca shot in response to a record surge in domestic infections. Russian developers of the Sputnik V vaccine against COVID-19 said Thursday they were suing Brazilian regulator Anvisa for defamation, accusing it of having knowingly spread false information without testing their product. The board of the Brazilian health regulator Monday rejected importing Sputnik V after technical staff warned of flaws in its development, along with incomplete data regarding the vaccine's safety and efficacy. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.